Hi everyone, how are you today? Today's lesson is from 1 Samuel chapter 15 verses 34 to chapter 16 verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verses 34 to chapter 16 verse 1. First, I'd like to read the scripture verses. Then Samuel left for Ramah, but Saul went up to his home in Gibeah of Saul. Until the day Samuel died, he did not go to see Saul again, though Samuel mourned for him, and the Lord regretted that he had made Saul king over Israel. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." We have been looking at passages from 1 Samuel. Samuel was the last judge in the Bible. Judges in the Bible were the leaders of the Israelites. God appointed a judge especially when the people of Israel faced a problem, like the threat of Philistines, for example. And the judges served as the political and military leaders of the Israelites. But when Samuel, one of the judges in the Bible, became old, the people demanded a king instead of a judge because they wanted to be like everyone else. At that time, other neighboring nations have their own kings, and they were governed by the kings. But relying on the earthly kings meant relying on the earthly power and wisdom, rejecting God's wisdom and guidance. So, God was not pleased with people's demand of a king. But God accepted their demand, and Saul became the first king of Israel, and thus Samuel was the last judge in the Bible. And sadly, Saul, the first king of Israel, did not lead his kingdom in the way that was pleasing to God. Instead of following God's way, Saul led the kingdom based on his own way. He ignored God's instructions and did things based on Saul's wisdom and preferences. Apparently, Saul made mistakes, and last week we reflected on his mistakes. And in chapter 16 of 1 Samuel, God sent Samuel to choose a new king, rejecting Saul as the king. So, Samuel was sent to a man named Jesse in Bethlehem. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 1. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." So, one of the sons of Jesse was to be the new king. Jesse introduced his sons to Samuel, but Samuel couldn't find the one whom God had chosen as the new king. Then, finally, the youngest son, David, was brought to Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 12 and 13. So he, that is Jesse, sent for him, that is David, and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah. So in chapter 16 of 1 Samuel, God rejected Saul and chose David chose David as the new king. Thus, Samuel anointed David. And out of the passage about God's rejection of Saul and choosing David as the new king, today I would like to make the following 2 points. First point, God understood Samuel's sadness. And second point, God helped Samuel to move forward. Today's first point is that God spoke to Samuel and helped. Today's first point is that God understood Samuel's sadness. When Samuel realized that Saul was not following God's way, relying only on his own wisdom, Samuel was deeply saddened. It was Samuel who anointed Saul as the king. Samuel thought that Saul would be a great king and he could lead the people of Israel correctly. But what Samuel thought was wrong. Saul was not the kind of person whom Samuel had thought. Samuel might have felt responsible as a person or a judge who anointed Saul as the king. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 35. Samuel mourned for him. Samuel was sad. In addition, I think he felt alone too, because the people of Israel had rejected Samuel as the judge. Do you remember why Saul was chosen as the king earlier? That was because the people demanded a king rejecting judges. Basically, their demand was like, no more judge, we want king. And as the judge, Samuel's feeling was hurt. Now, Saul, whom Samuel anointed as the king, is not doing what he is supposed to do. So Samuel must have been very sad and lonely. Samuel might have thought that though there was no one who could understand his feeling. But there is an interesting description. The last part of 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 35. The Lord regretted that he had made Saul king over Israel. The Lord regretted. That's interesting. I think the description could imply a few things, but what I want to point out today is that God understood the sadness of Samuel. Samuel could share his sadness with God, and God was willing to mourn with Samuel. So, Samuel was sad, but he was not alone because God was sad too. Earlier, when the people rejected Samuel and demanded a king, Samuel's feeling was hurt. But at that time as well, Samuel was not alone. God knew how Samuel was feeling. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. But when they said, give us a king to lead us, this displeased Samuel. So he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord told him, listen to all that the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king. So God understood the sadness of Samuel. Samuel was not alone. That reminds us of Jesus, who understood the emotion of humans. Jesus was willing to experience sadness and other emotions that people experienced. When Jesus saw the sisters of Lazarus weeping over the death of Lazarus, Jesus was deeply moved in spirit and troubled, and Jesus wept. So, God understands our human emotions, and He knows how we feel. When we are sad, God knows our sadness. When we are afraid, He understands our fear. When we are hungry, He knows our angriness. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. So, when we are in a difficult situation, we are not alone. Of course, we have brothers and sisters who can share our sadness and fears with, which is wonderful. But most importantly, God knows how we feel. Like Jesus wept, God understands our human emotions. In our passage, God completely understood the feeling of Samuel. Today's next point is God helped Samuel to move on. Understanding Samuel's feeling was not all that God did for Samuel. God also helped Samuel to move on. Samuel was not supposed to stop there forever, mourning for Saul. God gave Samuel a mission again. Once again, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. The Lord says to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." It is true that Saul was not able to play a role as king very well, but that was not the end of the story. God opened a new way for Samuel and the people of Israel so that they could move forward. God chose David as the new king. As you know, it was not that David became a new king immediately. David served Saul for a while and then he became a king. But God prepared a way for Samuel and the people of Israel to move forward. The failure of Saul was not the end of the story of the Israelites. Now, once again, let's think a little bit about stories in the New Testament. Jesus' disciples made mistakes often, like everyone else. One of the most well-known and serious mistakes they made would be Peter's denial of Jesus. His mistake was such a serious mistake, denying his master for 3 times. Even after Peter learned that Jesus was risen again, I think Peter did not really think that he deserved serving Jesus again because he had denied Jesus 3 times. However, the risen Jesus invited Peter to follow him and participate in the kingdom work again. Jesus asked Peter if he would love Jesus. Jesus asked the same question 3 times, and let's take a look at the third question and Peter's answer to Jesus' question. John chapter 21, verse 17. The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Jesus provided Peter with a path to walk as the followers of Jesus again. Peter failed by denying Jesus, but that was not the end of Peter's story as the disciples of Jesus, because Jesus graciously gave Peter a chance and helped him to move forward. Peter responded to Jesus, and as you know, he served one of the greatest apostles until his death. Going back to our passage for today, God provided Samuel and the people of Israel with a path to move on. So, the first king of Israel did not follow God, but that was not the end of the story of God's people. God provided them with a new king, David, so that they could move on. And similarly, God helps us to move on as well when we stopped and feel difficult to move forward. The concrete situation may be different from the situation of Samuel and the people of Israel, but we sometimes face a difficult problem and discouraged. We sometimes feel so powerless and even helpless. But like God understood the sadness of Samuel, He knows our feelings. God mourns with us when we mourn, when we can and we can share our problems with Him in our prayers. He would be glad to help us. He can provide with us. He can provide us with a way out, and we can move forward. Jesus came to this world so that we can stand up again and walk again as God's people. We were down and unable to walk as God's people because of our spiritual mistakes, that is, our sins. We were not able to walk in the light, and we were spiritually heading to eternal death. But because Jesus came to this world and died on the cross and was risen again, our sins were completely removed from us, and we were given eternal life. That's essentially why we can walk again and move forward. So, let's remain in the grace of Jesus Christ and continue to walk with Christ as the children of God. Thank you very much.